Most Americans were trained to have a positive attitude toward the FBI. They were the G-men, the enforcers who swooped in to take down gangsters and terrorists and drug kingpins, of course. But does that FBI still exist, or did it ever exist? Well, Roman Garcia might be able to help us to answer that question. Roman spent 12 years as an FBI special agent. Among other things, he worked on the 2018 case where poisonous ricin was sent to President Trump in an attempt to kill him, to assassinate him. Well, right now there are 35,000 employees at the FBI. Roman Garcia says the corruption and evil starts at the top and flows all the way down. For years, Roman stuck with it because he was good at police work. But eventually, he said what he saw clashed too much with his Christian beliefs. The contradictions became worse and worse until finally he had to flee not just the FBI, but now the United States. Roman saw a lot, but the most incredible story that he told us as we prepared for this segment is that he saw FBI officials actively try to recruit young men who raped animals. We're not kidding. Apparently, the FBI was so desperate to pick up young men with language skills, specifically Chinese, so they were willing to ignore their bestiality hobbies. When the FBI's polygrapher tried to block these men because of their practices, the official in question labeled the polygrapher a pervert and tried to have him fired, Roman says. Roman says that he reported all of this to the DOJ but received only gag orders and negative performance evaluations. We want to hear more about that and everything else in the FBI. To that end, Roman Garcia joins us now. So, this is, I don't even know what to say about this.
Yeah. So what I wanted to say more than anything is it's not kind of like a deep state born identity type conspiracy that you see in the FBI. It's more incompetence. One of my friends calls it malicious incompetence, and they retaliate. And it's a lot of guys just trying to move up the ladder to make a few more $1,000 a year or whatever, to take these promotions, and they just fumble their way through it, and they're all about themselves, and they kind of just mow over anyone with very little experience comparatively. And so my personal story, it's not unique or anything, but I had a case against two sheriff deputies, and one of them was accused of doing home invasion robberies on drug houses and stealing money, drugs, and weapons. Another deputy was allegedly receiving sexual favors in return for law enforcement sensitive information. So in the course of my investigation, it kind of got back. One of the individuals figured out that we were investigating him. So he causes a stink. His agency freaks out and they start screaming at my agency. And rather than back me up or, you know, keep investigating to figure out if this is true or false, they moved me off the squad, they closed my source, and they closed my case, in essence, perpetuating this potential corruption or evil that's going on.
Yeah.
So I had a chip on my shoulder towards this one individual. He's called an ASAC, an assistant special agent in charge, and you know the title. As I looked at this, he also started retaliating against a pregnant female agent that was at our office in Salt Lake City. They were accusing her of time card fraud. And that's the easiest way to get someone out of the FBI. You just say, oh, you're not doing your time. You're not putting in your 50 hours a week, because no one puts in 50 hours a week. So to say that no one's doing it, it's easy to accuse someone. So they forced her to come in at 6:30 in the morning, stay at her desk till 4:30 PM. This is a pregnant female. Things could happen. They created a very hostile work environment for her. I don't know if they wanted her to have a miscarriage or what, but very hostile, in addition to just making her sit at her desk for 10 hours a day.
But bestiality, so, I mean, FBI so, yeah, agents having sex with dogs?
Let me talk about that. No, it wasn't the agents. So the same individual, he had a friend at BYU who was a professor. And as you know, a lot of young men and young women at BYU have gone on missions and they've gone around the country. So this group of people were in a Chinese class that had learned Chinese and they were expert at speaking Chinese. So this ASAC went to lecture to these people and tried to recruit them into the FBI. And during the process of their recruitment, they were forced out due to this issue. When this ASAC found out that they had been rolled out of the recruitment process, he approached the polygrapher and he asked the polygrapher what happened. And the polygrapher told him they were rolled out because they disclosed their participation in bestiality. And his response, like you said, was, "What are you, some kind of pervert for asking those questions?" When the polygrapher was simply doing his job. And so that really, really strange response from this person who should have been shocked, as all of us were when we heard this stuff. But he was sticking to wanting to recruit these guys to make himself look good or whatever, I don't know what. And as a result, he also sent this polygrapher to a 2-week sensitivity training or something like that. He didn't go as far as to try to get him fired,
yeah.
But just to be okay with this, it just underscores the complete incompetence and offensiveness of management in general at the FBI.
Well, I think you might be right that this isn't like a deep state agency. However, there is a deep state that controls this agency. For example, who is it that directs their activities when they go to Mar-a-Lago and try to set up the former president and disqualify him from future elections? So, I mean, clearly the FBI, along with the IRS and a whole bunch of other three-letter agencies that have armed police officers that we had no idea actually even existed, the Department of Education, 87,000 new IRS agents. So to know that there's this kind of structure, a secret police force, in essence, or like a private military being used by the deep state, the FBI certainly has been weaponized against Americans. I've got about a minute left here. I'd like to hear your final words on that.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a ton of incompetence, but then these guys are just trying to climb the ladder little by little, and they protect each other. And I was ignorant. I thought, you know, I'm dedicated to God and I work for the US government. Like, what better, higher power could there be? And I thought, as this happened, you know, I'm gonna raise my hand and tell them there's a problem. And I thought truth would prevail, but it, you know, I didn't do all the tours. I didn't kiss all the right butts. I didn't climb the ladder like they were. I'm a single dad. I had a couple divorces and I'm just trying to survive and do the best I can and serve my country. And it didn't work in my favor. And, you know, I'm not crying about it. I just want to let you know that there's some weird stuff out there and people are just okay with it within the FBI. It's crazy.
Totally crazy. I'd like to have you back to talk more about the FBI in depth. Roman Garcia, wherever you are, God bless you and thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Tired of spending money on satanic battery acid? You chug that liquid fat for energy, but are playing Russian roulette with your heart. Save money and your life. Switch to Patriot's Breakfast Club Coffee, a monthly subscription to America's best coffee. Freshly ground, roasted to perfection. Each cup helps a veteran in need. Stew Crew, join now. Use discount code STEW10 to get 10% off. A subscription you won't regret. PatriotsBreakfastClub.com.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we spoke to Matt Taylor on this program, and it was a huge hit. Matt, you might remember, is our good friend who's living the smart life down in South America, in Ecuador. Matt is the supremely talented electrical engineer with 2 master's degrees who got out of this country while the getting was good and started his own organic farm in Ecuador. His farm has its own water source and off-the-grid electricity. It has no cell phones. Thank God. It needs no fossil fuels. Matt is as independent as you can possibly be in this day and age. But in his spare time, Matt has been working as an amateur researcher into COVID-19 and the bioweapon clot shots, falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. Well, today Matt says that he has some new findings, and they're horrific. We're about to show you exclusive images momentarily. It all started when he put a drop of COVID vaccine onto his microscope slide. He then put the slide onto his internet router. He made observations of it at 90-minute intervals, and as he did so, he observed rectangular circuit-like shapes begin to self-assemble. And remember, Matt is an electrical engineer, so he absolutely knows what a circuit looks like. Well, when Matt returned and turned the router off, these unusual shapes immediately began to break apart. Matt says that he did this same experiment 3 separate times with the same result every time. Obviously, we wanted to learn more about that. And so to that end, Matt Taylor joins us now. So Matt, this is pretty horrifying. Self-assembling rectangular type circuits, and then they break apart after being removed from the internet. What do you suppose all of this means?
I think what this means is that there's a direct connection between frequency technology and these so-called vaccines that I call clot shots.
No surprise to us.
I'm trying very hard not to, to have preconceived notions about all this stuff. But I live in a unique environment and I have a unique set of tools and it's happening. So I don't, my fundamental message is to not have fear, and I don't want to instill fear in everyone, but I think this is big and I think it's potentially big, and I'm begging people to please reproduce this science or this investigation or whatever. I started out looking at people's blood to see if there's graphene or some kind of synthetic material in it. And then I thought, all right, I'm gonna go on another show tomorrow. And I wanted to get some more pictures associated with this. And so I started to play with the vaccine again on the microscope, and it wouldn't assemble again. And I was panicked because I thought, oh my gosh, I just showed this on the Stu Peters show and now it's not doing it again. So I said, maybe the 4G technology has something to do with it. And it was instantaneous. These things started to form all over the place. I repeated it 3.5 times and it kept happening. And that's the scary part. The interesting part and the hopeful part, and this is what I really want to get across, is that the absence of that same frequency technology made these things disappear. In a matter of minutes, they completely disassembled and went back into the solution that they came from. And I think that's extraordinarily exciting news.
Okay, so we're going to go through these images. Tell us what we're looking at here.
The first three images are just of a blood of a neighbor that, to me, distinctly show graphene or some other synthetic material in their blood. And the reason I'm showing this is kind of the lead-in from the last portion of the show on August 3rd that we did. The next set of images are just far away, a little bit closer, and really close images of the forms that actually composed themselves over this period of time. And my first test, I did 6 hours, and subsequent ones were shorter. These look like integrated circuits to me. And I've asked doctors, I've asked nurses, other microscopists who are kind of in the area, and they don't know what these are. And so that's a huge clue for me.
Okay, so I want to say something here for clarification purposes. Matt, you are not a medical researcher. You are not a microscopy expert. You said on this program the last time you were here that it was actually your lack of expertise or experience that makes you the most qualified to speak on this. But you are an electrical engineer, and you know what a circuit looks like. These medical researchers and microscopy experts don't know what a circuit looks like. And so they are not qualified to say that is a circuit. However, you are. So with all of that combined, I just want people to understand why you're here on this program opining on this. And it's because you certainly saw what you saw. And your request here is that other people do the research the same way to duplicate this and then basically prove you wrong, essentially, which is what science is supposed to be, I think, isn't it? Science is supposed to be, I have a theory, you have a different one, you prove me wrong. Isn't that what that is? And we're going to try to get through this with the excited dogs in the background. For those of you listening, Matt is on his farm and he's got dogs. It is what it is. He's a real people.
I can go yell at him if you want me to.
No, it's okay. Let's just continue. So take us now through the rest of this. So we're looking at the second one here now with these perfectly rectangular circuits.
To back up your point, no, I'm not a microscopist, and no, I'm not a biologist or a doctor, but all modesty aside, I'm a hell of an electrical engineer.
Okay.
So I understand the frequency thing and I understand the chip thing. The other images show the very slow degradation of these things in the absence of frequency technology. And again, I did that three different times and they disappeared down to nothing. The vax itself stays relatively fluid through all of this. It doesn't dry, it doesn't harden or anything like that. So you can see all these reassemblies, and that's the long and short of it. And the most important thing to me are the implications of this. And I think I'm begging for other people to take a look at this research. And the buzz phrases that you hear all the time, like follow the science, it's so offensive because that is the one thing that science tells you not to do. You don't follow anything. You don't believe anything. You question everything. And so that I am completely open, complete ego bypass, beat this up. And if there's something fundamental in my methods or my equipment that is wrong, we need to know that. But if somebody can repeat this, the implications are so incredibly wonderful. It has we can start to explain clots. We can start to explain detox processes. We can actually have the mature conversation about the involvement of frequency technology in the dissemination of this weapon.
And so you're talking specifically about things like internet routers, 5G and 4G towers that are put up all over the place, people's smartphones and tablets and MacBooks and all of these types of things, anything basically that communicates to another thing without being attached by a thing physically is communicating with something, and it's using the 4G and 5G and frequencies in order to do that communication, which is all passing through you. The people who are behind this know that, they realize that. And so they know that the only way to guarantee mass infestation is by using something that the masses use, which is technology, particularly wireless or frequency-based technology. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And there's legitimate freak out about the 5G technology that's coming in. I think it's lethal and it's untested and it's irresponsible and reckless. But what if the 4G technology, it's been here all the time. It's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. What if the key of this binary weapon is actually we're immersed in it? What if? And so I think that's a what if that needs some serious inquiry. But I don't see differently than that. I don't.
Yeah, and I would agree with you 100%. This needs to be taken seriously and looked into. And the way that you do this, for everybody viewing and listening, whether you're listening on one of our 1600 radio stations or you're watching on DirecTV or Dish Network or on Rumble or at StuPeters.com, wherever you are, we are a massive audience. And the way to put the pressure on is to share this everywhere. If you have a TikTok account, these images need to be seen by everybody. I mean, prove Matt Taylor wrong. Prove yes. that this is not self-assembling circuitry, and tell us what it actually is. If you're a Pfizer or a Moderna rep or a Johnson & Johnson rep, tell us what these things actually are. I have a real quick question here, Matt. Sure. You're an electrical engineer. You understand this. If you were to take circuitry like this and store it at extremely cold temperatures, would it affect the way that they assemble on their own? Could that be why these are stored at such frigid temperatures?
I don't know, but my tendency is to think, number one, I'm sure that they were probably shielded in some kind of metal to keep this thing from happening, to shield it from any kind of frequencies whatsoever. And the cold, I don't know. Maybe it's just so the kimono doesn't split open. I don't know that, but it's a ridiculously cold temperature, and I think they were just trying to not reveal what was actually contained in the vials.
Yeah, challenge YouTube, challenge Facebook, challenge Twitter, challenge TikTok, challenge all of these people and post these images everywhere. They're not fake. They are real images. They can't dispute whether or not they're fake. Just don't make any claims. Just ask scientists and researchers, hey, what the hell is this that we just found in these so-called vaccine vials? What is this? Can anybody explain this? And I think that's where we need to start, because your suspicions and your evidence confirm my suspicions and the suspicions widely of this viewing audience. Matt Taylor, go pet those dogs. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Stu.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So if you want one overarching sign of how corrupt our fake rulers are, you could just take it from this one single fact, that their entire fake regime is built and has to be built on lies. Everything they say, everything they do, everything they grandstand and publicly call for is all 100% destroyed by the light of the truth. So they have to lie constantly. They have to build new lies on top of old ones, bigger lies on top of smaller ones. Look, for example, at the war on terror that we spent 20 years fighting. They got us to invade Iraq with lies about weapons of mass destruction. Thousands of Americans, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis died. But the people who actually masterminded that war faced no consequences at all. They kept us fighting in Afghanistan for 20 years with lies about building democracy and uplifting the people of Afghanistan. It was all fake. In reality, the $1 trillion that we spent got funneled to warlords and skimmed off by corrupt defense contractors. The Afghan army and government, all fake. Thousands of normal Americans died for a lie, while the lying frauds got rich and empowered in the DC Beltway. And the moment that we left, of course, the whole sham collapsed overnight. And then there's the lies here in this country. The lie that our police and national history and society as a whole are all racist, and that this can be fixed by letting criminals run wild and enacting systematic discrimination against white people, Christians. There's the lie that boys can decide that they're really girls and vice versa, and that we should spend millions of dollars on hormones and horrifying mutilation surgeries to reflect that decision. Oh, and that we should take children away from parents who object to any of this. And then there are the lies that our leaders tell about themselves. That they deserve power. That they're our best. That they're our most moral. That they're our most talented. That might be the biggest lie of all. Some of our leaders, like our so-called vice president, literally slept their way to the top. There's the people who are successful entirely because of who they know and who's willing to protect them. If you're an ordinary American, like us here, just demanding fair elections or defending your business from criminal rioters, that could get you decades in prison. But if you're Ted Kennedy, you can kill a girl and still be a U.S. senator. If you're Barney Frank, you can run a gay brothel out of your apartment and serve in the House for another 2 decades. And if you're Hunter Biden, you can sell this country out to China and Ukraine, and God knows who else, so you can get money to blow on drugs and possibly underage prostitutes, probably both, and you'll get away with all of it. The press claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake, that it was Russian disinfo. We now know that they knew this was a lie the whole time. And we also know, thanks to Mark Zuckerberg just a few days ago, that the FBI intervened directly in our election, ordering Twitter and Facebook to suppress the story by calling it a Russian plot. And it's not just Hunter Biden, it turns out. The system is determined to protect the whole corrupt, disgusting criminal Biden clan. In the days before the 2020 election, you might remember, we didn't just learn a lot about Hunter Biden. We learned a lot about Ashley Biden, too, because the website National File managed to get its hands on a diary that she wrote in 2019. The reaction of the press and social media was a total blackout. They ignored it as much as they could. When they couldn't ignore, they censored. And when they couldn't censor, they just lied and said the diary had to be fake, just another Russian op. The first priority was never the truth. It was protecting the criminal Biden enterprise. So now here we are, 2 years later, and once again, the press has to admit that they were lying and that, in fact, it was all true. And the way we're doing it is by putting the people who found the diary in prison. Hunter Biden can live the most flagrantly criminal life imaginable with drugs and prostitutes and bribes from Chinese billionaires and a bogus art career for money laundering, and he will never see a single day in prison. But the people who found Ashley Biden's diary were ruthlessly hunted down by the FBI, just like every random person who stood on the Capitol steps on January 6th. Sure, the guilty pleas of the two men who found Ashley's diary got a whole lot of attention these last few days, but even now, even at conservative news outlets, people are ignoring what was in the diary. First, there's the fact that Ashley Biden is just another drug-addicted, promiscuous wreck, just like her brother. But then there's the part where she surmises why she ended up this way. She says that she was wildly sexualized from a very young age. She remarks that she took showers with her dad, Joe Biden, showers that, quote, probably weren't appropriate. Oh, I'll bet. National File had this story 2 years ago and published it. And even so-called conservative outlets like Fox News teamed up with Twitter and Facebook and CNN to suppress the whole thing. Because just like with our liberal elites for mainstream conservative news outlets, the truth is absolute poison. If the people really understood how their rulers lived, there would be blood in the streets. Noel Fritch is the founder and publisher at National File and a great friend of this show, and he joins us now. Noel Fritch, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Stu.
So this diary has been proven to be authentic. This diary proves that the alleged sitting president is indeed a pedophile.
It does. And we have had that up on nationalfile.com since October 24th. We published the diary. I prefer to call it a journal, actually. A diary sort of makes one think that it's like a little 8-year-old girl or a teenager writing this thing. This was a woman writing this as she was going through divorce. This is a grown woman, 35 years old, 38, 39 years old at the time, somewhere in there. And this property was left behind in a house in Florida. And I'm going to get into a little bit about how it was recovered. And the media process, I think, is very important behind this entire ordeal as it's playing out even right now. With the sort of fake pro wrestling WWE Monday Night Raw thing that we're seeing on TV between Fox News and the New York Times as they argue for who's more correct when we both know that they're both utterly corrupt. But yes, the main takeaway is the Biden diary is legit. We knew that back in October. We did our homework. National File's done a lot of these. Patrick Howley is the reporter who broke this. He's the guy who broke the Ralph Northam story. With the blackface and the Klan hood. He has a long track record of breaking these stories years ahead of the mainstream media. The NXIVM cult he broke. He's broken a bunch of stories. We had Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly, who dresses up as Hitler that nobody wants to talk about, even in the conservative media, doesn't want to talk about the Democrat Senator of Arizona dressing up as Hitler. Those are stories hopefully we'll see more of in the coming months. But this story is legit, and even conservative media wanted to cover it up. It's unbelievable why they would want to cover up a story about the sitting president, this Democrat that they say that they hate and they revile and they want out of office. Marjorie says she wants to impeach, but she won't talk about the diary where the president's daughter talks about taking inappropriate showers with the president. And she says to herself, was I molested? I think so.
She contributed to her entire war chest. Marjorie Taylor Greene blew up all of her fundraising over this fake impeach Biden stuff. That was just a ploy to rile up her base and attract more fundraising. We know that. We called that out very early on this program. But you told me, you told the Stu Peters Show off the air that you spoke with James O'Keefe, that you spoke with Steve Bannon, that this diary has been in the hands of outlets that would surprise our audience when they learn that they spiked the whole thing.
Yeah, a little bit of background on that. It's really important that the audience knows how this stuff works behind the scenes. The reason that the diary came to National File and Patrick Howley is because they trusted us, number one, but they were disgruntled, the sources there at Project Veritas. It's funny, National File, Veritas, Veritas. We had to run a sting on Veritas, basically, to get this now legit bona fide document out to the public a week ahead of the election. Let that sink in. James O'Keefe was going to spike the diary. James O'Keefe wasn't going to report the diary that he had actually verified was legit. Okay. And the whistleblowers inside of Project Veritas were disgruntled with this. Actually, James was doing this at the behest of a gentleman who has a lot of street cred out there called John Solomon. He has justthenews.com, and Hannity always has him on as an insider source, and he knows everything going on. Well, John Solomon spiked, to a large degree, was responsible for spiking the Ashley Biden diary, which we now know is true. I'm very curious to see if John Solomon is going to cover the contents of that diary now over at Just the News. The diary came to us. We verified it. We had multiple sources inside of Veritas that we spoke with, and we verified it. Once we were satisfied that it was legit, we took it to press. And the media, of course, as you explained, did their best to stifle the coverage of that. For 2 years now, they've been doing this. Later, a year later, November of 11, this famous raid of James O'Keefe. Now, this is how the media operates. They're making it about everything but the contents of the diary now, including Fox News and Megyn Kelly and everybody else who will parade James O'Keefe around like he's a victim. Now, remember, James O'Keefe is the man who did not run the diary. He did not publish the diary, and he's getting all this credit like he did. Have you heard James O'Keefe mention the fact that the diary is legit until about April of this year? No, not once. Has he said, oh, it's on nationalfile.com, go look at it, it's legit? No, not once. James O'Keefe has not done that. There's a problem there. I'm not sure what exactly is wrong with Mr. O'Keefe. He does a lot of funny dancing. You guys can go Google all of his Thriller dances and weird habits over there on his Twitter page. This is conservative ink. It's really disgusting once you get into the underbelly of it. I don't want to belabor that too much. The key thing is that you had evidence of a crime that was recovered, evidence of a sex crime, sexual molestation of Ashley Biden at the hands of her dad, the sitting president who resides at the White House. And nobody's doing anything about that crime, including, by the way, Ron DeSantis, the attorney general of Florida, not doing anything about it. Florida Department of Law Enforcement, not doing anything about it. Obviously, the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors there are not doing anything about it. Other than, by the way, colluding with the New York Times. See, New York Times has an office inside of SDNY. People don't know that. They are stenographers. New York Times are stenographers for the feds. They are running interference for the Bidens together with the DOJ. That is what's happening.
You also gave this to Steve Bannon, your report to the Stu Peters Show.
Bannon knew about it. I do not have confirmation that Bannon was in possession of it. I do have confirmation.
What do you mean? It's been posted at nationalfile.com for 2 years. What do you mean he didn't have possession of it? It's been posted for 2 years.
Oh, certainly it's public. Yeah, no, no question about that. It's been public. I'm speaking specifically prior to the publication of it. I don't know that he had it. But yes, since October 26th, it's been public, and there's no excuse for any of these folks in the conservative media space not to have covered this. There are some out there. OAN is covering it now. Epic Times is covering it now. I'm hopeful that maybe Newsmax, but there's questions about those folks over there forcing vaccines on people. This thing should be mainstream. This thing ahead of the November elections, of course, this should be mainstream. Kevin McCarthy needs to do everything he can do to drag President Biden out of the White House in handcuffs for the molestation of his daughter.
I'm not overly excited about the prospect of a Kamala Harris presidency. However, I recognize that it's all fake anyways, that none of the administration is legitimate. We have all kinds of evidence to question the veracity of the 2020 election. It was fraudulent. It was stolen. That is this show's position, period. And I don't have any problems being unabashed and saying those things. So no, I'm not really excited about Kamala Harris running things, but as we know, Joe Biden isn't running anything anyways. But what we have is evidence of the commission of a sex crime against a minor child by her own admission in a diary that has been journal, that has been proven to be authentic, and the cover-up thereafter. Yes, there is an illegitimate pedophile in the White House, allegedly. I don't know if he lives there or not. Everything seems to be a movie set nowadays. It's our position that everything here is fake and that, like you alluded to, it's a pro wrestling match. Everything between the opening bell and the final pin is all just theater. So When will the mainstream media start running with this diary?
We got to put the pressure on, Stu. All of your viewers have to go ask the Bannons and the John Solomons and the Sean Hannitys, okay? Levin. I sent it out to all of these folks. They all have it now. There's no excuse for them not to be covering this. Make a hashtag on Twitter. I don't know. Biden sex abuse. Hashtag Biden sex abuse. This thing should be all over the mastheads of every newspaper in the country, every TV channel. It's absurd. You can't even make this up that we have a child accused child sex abuser sitting in the White House.
I'm running up against a hard break here, but I got to ask you this. I've got about 3 minutes for you to answer. Have you given this to any government officials, any elected representatives, anybody that currently sits in the U.S. House or the Senate?
Yeah, Marjorie has it. I've texted her. She is in possession of it. One would hope that she would roll this into her messaging about the impeachment of Mr. Biden. I don't think impeachment goes clearly far enough. You're going to see more of that in the future. I think that, look, go to nationalfile.com. The diary's there. It's 112 pages, I believe. I know some patriots who live within driving spitting distance of Washington, D.C. It would be great to have some of them walk up with this diary and hand it to these folks and put it in their hands. And maybe we can have a conversation about who's occupying the White House.
Real citizen guerrilla journalism. How about that? Take this diary, print it out, physically walk up to these so-called representatives of the people. It's all fake. Walk it up to these people, hand it to them and tell them, hey, what you going to do about this? Why do we have an illegitimate pedophile in the White House? And why are you unwilling to say anything about it? Because largely, if people at their dinner tables knew about this, they'd be having conversations about this. This would be important for people to know how embarrassing and right out criminal it is for this to be occurring in this country. Does not surprise me. And it does not surprise me that National File and Patrick Cowley broke the story either, because you have proven yourselves time and time again. Tremendous outlet. Nationalfile.com. Go and get the diary. Noel Fritsch, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
No, thank you. The salt must flow. The light of truth must be shined into the darkness. I don't know if you feel it or not, but there's a lot of pressure out here. We are in an escalating time frame of executions and imprisonment for dissidents and people who don't go along with this fake pro wrestling match. People who refuse to be subservient serfs are going to be put into the gulag and executed. We don't need career politicians. We don't need phony, polished grandstanders faking like they're actually representatives of the people. No, we need dissidents and an uprising of American people who demand that these people are held accountable. One of the things I'm most proud of on this program is that we have never taken one red cent from Big Pharma, and never will, or from corporate conglomerates or big globalist corporations and enterprises. Nope, we will never, ever do that. Instead, what we have are actual family-owned small businesses and products that can help you. For example, Curable. KURIBL.com. Go to curable.com right now. We're talking joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. We're talking stress and anxiety. Let's talk about allergies. Maybe you have Parkinson's. Maybe you have ADHD. Yeah, of course, there's a pill for everything. Antipsychotics, antidepressants. No. Enriching Big Pharma, the poisons that they have injected into our society, they're killing us. CBD from Curable, the hemp grown right here in my home state of Minnesota, a family-owned business, provides all kinds of products on their website at curable.com that can help you with ailments that you would never even know could be treated with CBD. Go there and do the research yourself. I always encourage you to do the research yourself. Go to curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use the promo code STU20 for 20% off site-wide at curable.com. And of course, catastrophically, 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters for magnesium breakthrough. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is a big deal that leads to an early grave. Sleepless nights, low mood, added stress and anxiety, depression. Don't take the pills that Big Pharma wants to shove down your throat. Magnesium is one of the most critical minerals for your body's overall functioning and health. How productive you are in the gym, when you're exercising, whether or not you're getting the appropriate rest. One pill, the 7 most critical and important types of magnesium, one time before dinner. Take it. Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. In 2020, the CMA website has memorial pages for 246 doctors. For 2021, that number surged to 393. Odessa Orlowitz is with Liberty Talk Canada, and she joins us now. So you have verification that this number just continues to increase. Doctors have now been required to take their fourth shot, and they're just dropping dead in droves. Is anybody making the connection?
Everything keeps changing so much. You know, I was with you very recently that it was six doctors. So the Canadian Medical Association, I just want to clear up that site. Since I did my episode on that, there's a scientist that has been emailing me. He doesn't want me to name him. And he said, what a mess. I used to be able to see the amount of deaths from like 2015, 16, 17, 18 onwards. And then, so he emailed me to correct me saying, where are you seeing that only 35 doctors died in 2019? I'm seeing 100 and whatever, right? And I said, we can't see it. What's going on? So he goes to the link. He goes, you're right. He's been tracking it for months. And he said, it's all gone now. So they've taken things down. You now can't get access to the true numbers, but they still have the 2020, 2021, and part of 2022 up. The bizarre thing is they have not updated doctor deaths for the last 2 months. And that is when all this is occurring. So I've asked them for a statement. I emailed them and said, can you please let us know why you have not updated doctor deaths in the last 2 months? Please give a comment because there is speculation that you're purposely not updating it for the last 2 months because you don't want to show that the doctors dying are at such a younger age. I said, you can clear this up. Give me an email. Let me know. Because I said, when somebody reports that a doctor has passed away, I find it odd that you wouldn't in memoriam them until 2 months later. So they haven't responded yet. Hopefully they will. So that CMA website is, everything's disappearing and it's a mess right now. But before the kind of gong show of them taking stuff down happened, there definitely was a huge uptick because the vaccine in Canada rolled up out the end of 2020, 2 weeks before 2021, and it skyrocketed after that. I mean, yeah. Huge increase.
This isn't speculation. I mean, I know that that's just something that you wrote to them, but we absolutely know 100% what this is. They want to cover it up. The doctors are dying, and they're dying from these stupid shots, period. Mm-hmm. That's why they're dropping dead. They didn't drown in a pool. They didn't have any reason to be unhealthy. I mean, they were running triathlons. These people are healthy people.
So of the 18 that we thought it was as of yesterday, only a couple of them had cancer. But the other 16, no reason, suddenly passed away, sleeping or exercising. So I got an email this morning, just in time for your show. Dr. William Mackey, he's truthful always, and the government here hates him. He emailed me and said, hey, those 18 doctors, I put those images together, I released that info, and then he said, it's actually 28 now. But he said, I'm about to release the information, I'm not sure how to do it. So thank God I got his email. Dr. William Mackey has now compiled a list of 28. That's all I know, I got the email.
28 dead doctors. These are not old people that are unhealthy people. These are doctors in the prime of their life, and they are dropping dead because they have been forced to take this fourth shot. Everybody who takes these shots is going to die an early death.
Well, and the fact that it's mainly all in Ontario, there are a couple from like Alberta, etc., but you know, how bad's my batch? Did they all get the same batch? Because numerous doctors from the same hospital died within a week or two. So this is an anomaly. Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, I think I sent you clips that you may use or not. He said back when it was six, this is unheard of that six people who are young pass away in such a quick time in one province after the rollout of a vaccine. Now, keep in mind, two of them did have cancer. But again, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson has said that, well, were they in remission? Did it speed up their cancer? You know, we all know from your show and you interviewing the great doctors that it can speed up disease as well. So even if it's 28 minus a few that had cancer, okay, so that's 25. not okay.
Yeah, just rare cancers are just popping up in people all of a sudden. It's exploding. The cause of death, as Chris Sky reported from Canada, in Canada, the leading cause of death now is unknown. Unknown circumstances. For the first time in the history of the country, this is the unknown cause of death. It's just leading by exponential amounts. So the Canadian Medical Association, if you don't hear back from them, will you be shocked?
Well, I said this is your chance to clear up the speculation as to why you're 8 weeks behind. I think they'd be crazy not to try to clear it up. Maybe they'll give excuses. And oh, I also said when I emailed them, how often do you usually update it? Are you always 2 months behind? Like I'm saying, give me a comment. The other thing that's bizarre is the highest unknown cause death rate is in Alberta. Alberta hates Trudeau. They're an oil and gas province. A lot of the people who want freedom come from Alberta. They harass Trudeau so badly. Alberta never votes for Trudeau. They got the worst batch, I think, because their deaths unknown are astronomical. So that's my theory. Why did Alberta, the one province that hates Trudeau and don't vote for him, happen to get the worst batch? You know, this is a theory. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to entertain it. We definitely know that there's a difference in these batches, that more people are dying off from certain ones than other. You can go to the website. What is it? Howbad.com? Is that what it is? How bad is it? Or how bad is my batch?
It was howbadismybatch.com, I believe.
Okay.
And yeah. You can look it up. Now, there are some MPs up here, like Leslyn Lewis, some conservative MPs that are now tweeting, what's going on? And one of them actually said, you told us the vaccine was safe. Now we have sudden adult death syndrome. Can you please tell us what's going on? So she's actually putting it out there, is there a link? So the conservative MPs, some of them are trying, but the liberals, they know they'll just lose their job if they say anything.
I don't care about their damn jobs. And I'm glad that you're doing yours, and I will continue to do mine. Odessa Orlowitz, how did the documentary go? How well was that received?
We are so lucky. I believe it's probably at around 1 million views between, so ours is close to 400,000 on liberty.com. The Children's Health Defense aired it. The Worldwide Council for Health aired it. And so really big YouTubers or podcasters, they're all kicked off YouTube, are now promoting it. We are ecstatic with the doctors that are promoting it. It is going viral and it's getting such great feedback in just showing that this pharma monstrosity is a business. And so we're really excited at how it's growing and growing with viewership.
Awesome. Go there, liberty.com, by the way, LIBRTI.com. Go there and check it out. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
For months, Australia banned its unvaccinated teachers from even appearing in school. And now they're finally being allowed back, but they're getting an 18-week pay cut as punishment for not submitting to the jab. It's just another step in the ever-growing China-style social credit system that's being built in the West, Australia specifically. Every action is policed. Every choice has a right or wrong answer decided by the government, and the penalties for the wrong choice are dramatic. Along with that, there's other new developments from Australia. Reportedly, kids in school are being fed bugs without their parents' knowledge. And in Victoria, Australia's most liberal state, it's illegal to not affirm a person's gender. Maria Z is the host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network, and she is in Australia joining us now live to discuss all of this. So the big story here, kids are being fed insects without the knowledge of their parents?
Yes, they asked you. I was contacted by a very disturbed mother who told me that her child came home and reported that she ate bugs that day. So I spoke to this mother. We spoke over the course of a few days. She contacted the principal, and his response was that the children weren't forced to eat the bugs and that her child simply consented to eating these bugs and that it's 100% above board and that this is part of the school curriculum. They've introduced the bugs as part of a science regarding the science curriculum regarding sustainability and climate change. And as from the principal, because eating bugs will become foods that will be eaten in the future. So this is part of the children's curriculum. I don't know if parents were notified that this was part of the children's curriculum. This mother certainly did not know that her child was going to be fed bugs. And I mean, little children, you know, they would think that it's fun. They would think that this is something new to experiment with. They would have no idea about the toxicity of bugs. The school is giving children bugs that are toxic and you know, could potentially be lethal for them. And this is just part of the curriculum now. It's normal because in the future, we're just, we have to accept now that we're just going to be eating bugs?
I don't have any words for that. If I found out that the school is feeding Nolan or Eli bugs when they return, I would probably end up in jail, honestly. I mean, without my permission, without my knowledge, there's no science project. There's no justification, global warming. There's no justification for feeding insects to children at all. Illegal to not affirm a person's chosen gender, illegal.
This is another example of some laws that have been passed while we were focused on lockdowns, while we were focused on all of our civil liberties being eroded, Stu. I actually missed this at the end of last year, but I've just found out. So this is under the Daniel Andrews government Change or Suppression Conversion Practices Prohibition Act of 2021. If you attempt to dissuade someone from changing gender, you can face up to 10 years in jail and a $200,000 fine. Organizations can be fined up to $1 million, but listen to this. It also bans people praying for someone who approaches them saying that they have that they want prayer. So even if that person asks for prayer for the fact that they feel confused or they need guidance, that pastor or that minister can face those same fines. On top of that, the new laws make it risky for parents not to affirm their children's gender, which make it illegal for parents to try to stop their children from taking puberty blockers. We can see that this is rolling out over many countries, Stu, but I was particularly shocked about the fact that, you know, traditionally, if someone has a struggle with something, they approach a church leader for prayer. They may not even be Christian, but they find comfort in that. No, under the Daniel Andrews government, that is illegal.
These people are hell sent, spawns of Satan, directly from the devil himself. Along with eating bugs, yes, we're going to have to accept the fact that the future looks like this. Demonic, satanic people want to see children die, and they want to molest them and grope them and touch them and get off sexually by forcing them to switch their gender. This is the future if people don't rise up and stop this. I've got about a minute left here, and I want to hear about this social credit system and these teachers being cut pay 18 weeks for not submitting to the jab.
Yes, again, this is an example of how all of the plans of the New World Order are tested here first, Stu. Unvaccinated Queensland teachers are allowed back to work, but now for the next 18 weeks, they will be penalized, and they've actually called it a punishment and they are facing disciplinary action for not complying with previous mandates. So if it isn't bad enough that they lost their jobs, now there's additional measures in place to remind you, hey, you better listen to the government no matter what. The penalties are specific to individual circumstances, but equate to a cut between $25 and $90 a week over 18 weeks, proportionate to normal pay. Now, people may say that's not much, but that's not the point here. The point here is that they are conditioning you to accept a UBI, okay, for the future UBIs and pay cuts. You don't comply. You don't comply with climate change policies. You don't comply with future injections. Your income is going to be affected. This is a flex of their power, and this is only going to get worse, Stu.
And they have the power specifically in Australia because everybody gave up their guns. Don't ever give an inch on the Second Amendment here in the United States. Don't ever give up your guns. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. We're out of time for today. We will see you tomorrow at StuPeters.com for my exclusive extended interview. We'll see you then. God bless you.